Friday, November 29th. Today was the talent show rehearsal at the WCD High School Auditorium. It's a fairly new facility that seats 2,000 people. Just the thought of performing in front of such a large crowd gave me butterflies. The guys set up all our equipment while Chloe, Zoe, and I did vocal warm-ups. Violet hung out with us, too, and kept telling us how great we sounded. The high school student producer of the talent show was Sasha Ambrose, a super talented senior who won the competition 2 years straight when she was in middle school. The butterflies in my stomach were quickly replaced by a cold, heavy lump of dread when I saw Mackenzie backstage, whispering to Sasha and pointing at me. All the talent gathered in the auditorium and waited excitedly for Sasha to assign dressing rooms and give us our order of performance. There was a total of 18 acts, and she called them up one by one, except Dorkalicious. After all the others were dismissed to go backstage, she finally motioned for us to have a seat in the front row. Of course, we were all concerned about why we hadn't been called up along with the others. Sasha pulled out our entry form, read it over, and slowly shook her head. "So, what's the name of your group?" "Dorkalicious," we all answered at once. "Well, unfortunately, I have some bad news. It's been brought to my attention that the deadline for all entry forms was Friday, November 22nd, and it specifically states here in writing that failure to submit a completed form will result in disqualification from the show." I didn't have the slightest idea why she was telling us all of this. I had personally completed our entry form right there in the school office and handed it in before the deadline. We all started to panic and talk at once. Sasha raised her hand, signaling us to quiet down. "Listen, people, I'm sorry, but the rules are the rules." "I don't understand," I said. "I filled out the form and turned it in myself. How can we be disqualified?" I was on the verge of tears. "Yeah, it was turned in on time," she answered. "The problem is that it's incomplete. It doesn't say on here that the name of your group is Dorkalicious." She handed the entry form to me, and everyone crowded around to read it for themselves. In the blank where it said name of act, I had scrawled, "Actually, I'm not really sure yet." My heart sank. Everyone shook their heads in shock and disbelief. I crumpled the entry form and jammed it into my pocket as tears flooded my eyes. "I am so sorry, guys," I muttered. "I guess she's right. It's all my fault. I don't know what to say."
"I can't believe it," Violet exclaimed. "Nikki, how could you forget to do something so important?"
I just shrugged my shoulders and stared at the floor. That's when Brandon came to my defense.
"Well, we have to remember that this whole band thing was kind of thrown together at the last minute. We hadn't even picked a name yet."
Sasha started talking into a headset, and suddenly the house lights dimmed. The curtains opened to reveal the first act, which was a seventh grade rap group dressed in fuzzy dog costumes. They were performing the song "Who Let the Dogs Out." I hoped it was supposed to be a comedy act.
"This is so unfair," Chloe groaned.
"There has to be something we can do," Zoe moaned.
"That's showbiz," Violet said sarcastically.
Sasha shot us a dirty look and covered the mic on her headset.
"In case you haven't noticed, I'm trying to put on a show here. Take it out in the hall, please."
We sighed and slowly shuffled out of the dark auditorium. Then the five of us threw a private pity party for Dorkalicious. Everyone looked so disappointed. It was heartbreaking. I could not believe I had let them all down like that. I was the most horrible friend ever. I didn't know what to say, so I just apologized again.
"Guys, I'm really, really sorry. I can't believe we won't be performing after all those long hours of practice. I wish there was a way to make this up to you.
Everyone gave me a small smile and shrugged it off.
Hey, so what? They only kicked us out of the talent show. It's not the end of the world,
Chloe said, smiling goofily and doing her jazz hands. And with the dragon lady running things, there's no way we're getting backstage to take down our equipment, Theodore said. I'm out of here. Pizza, anyone?
Yeah, we can always get our stuff after the show tomorrow, Marcus added.
Pizza sounds great to me.
Everyone started to cheer up a bit and agreed to hang out at the pizza place across the street, which was a good idea since our parents weren't scheduled to pick us up from practice for another 2 hours. But I still felt horrible, and my stomach was churning. Just the thought of pizza made me feel ill. Sorry, guys, but I'm exhausted. I think I'm going to head home.
Come on, Nikki, don't beat yourself up, Brandon pleaded.
Yeah, we gave it our best shot, Violet added. But more than anything, we had fun hanging out and practicing together, right? Chloe said, giving me a hug.
I guess so. Listen, you guys go ahead. I'm going to call it a night, okay?
Eat a piece of pizza for me, I said, smiling weakly.
Finally, they gave up trying to talk me into going with them. Even though everyone was disappointed by our disqualification, they were trying to be good sports about it. I do not deserve friends like these. I could hear them laughing and joking as they headed out the front door. I found a payphone and called home for a ride. As I sat at the front door waiting for my mom to arrive, I started to feel even worse. Winning a talent show scholarship was my only hope for staying at WCD. And now even that is gone. I buried my face in my knees and cried. Suddenly, I heard footsteps approaching. I quickly brushed away my tears and wiped my runny nose on my sleeve.
Nikki, you look horrible, Mackenzie said, sneering. OMG, what kind of lip gloss are you wearing? Oh, that's not lip gloss. It's snot.
I was like, just great. I rolled my eyes at her.
I heard Dirkalicious got disqualified. Too bad. Thank goodness Jessica has office duty during fourth hour and was able to check your entry form to make sure you weren't cheating.
Mackenzie, I wasn't trying to cheat. We just hadn't selected a name yet.
Well, look at the good side. At least now you won't have to get up on stage and publicly humiliate yourself. Again. And with both Dorkalicious and Super Freaks out of the way, it will be an easy win for me and my dancers.
Mackenzie, you are a dismally vain, self-absorbed, blonde abyss of seething wretchedness, I blurted out. She smiled at me wickedly.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Then she took out her lip gloss and slathered on a fresh layer.
Anyway, I didn't come out here to talk to you. Now that Brandon is no longer in the talent show, Sasha needs him to handle the photography.
Unfortunately, he left a few minutes ago. Mackenzie eyed me carefully, trying to figure out if I was lying or not.
Well, if you see him, please give him the message that Sasha and I need to talk to him.
Since when am I your personal secretary? If you have a message for Brandon, you can tell him yourself. Mackenzie placed her hands on her hips and flashed another evil smile.
Crush much? Get a clue, hun. You want Brandon? Dial 1-800-YOU-WISH.
Then she spun around and sashayed down the hall. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. Just then my mom pulled up and I dragged myself out to the car.
So, practice got out early?
She asked. Yeah, something like that, I mumbled. As soon as I got home, I rushed up to my room and collapsed on my bed. I just lay there in the darkness, pondering my massively cruddy situation. I am such a loser.
and a pathetic friend.
I want to believe that things are so bad they can't get any worse, but I already know it's going to get worse. A lot worse. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to tell my parents the truth about everything.